So which parsha is it this week? Well, it depends who you ask. This year, as last year, we have a repeated interesting occurrence in which the parsha that is read in Eretz Yisrael is different than the parsha that is read in Chutz La'aretz. While in Eretz Yisrael, we are reading the parsha of Kedoshim, in Chutz La'aretz, they are reading the previous parsha of Achrimais. How did this occur? This occurred because this year, the last day of the seventh day of Pesach fell on Friday, which caused the last day of Pesach to fall on Shabbos. So in Chutz La'aretz, that there is a last day of Pesach after Shvi Shel Pesach, it's Yontif, so you don't read the parsha. So no parsha was read that Shabbos. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one day of Yontif, and that Shabbos was not a Yontif, they began the next week's parsha, which was Parshas Achrimais. So they are 1 week ahead. So what does somebody do if they're traveling either from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz or Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? And this question is asked regarding two things. Number one, what parsha do they hear in shul? What's their obligation? Number two, what do they do for Shnayim Mikra? So let's first deal with the very common occurrence now that many of B'nai Chutz La'aretz come to Eretz Yisrael, whether it's returning seminary girls or returning yeshiva bachrim, or people returning from vacation, what do they do? So regarding Kriyas HaTorah, there are three options. The best option for the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, who are holding in Parshas Achrimais, is for them to arrange their own minyan of Achrimais, and let them continue every week having their own minyan of B'nai Chutz La'aretz, following the Chutz La'aretz Parsha, until they catch up to Eretz Yisrael. If this is difficult to find, then they have another option. They can approach the Baal Keira and ask the Baal Keira if he doesn't mind reading from the beginning of Achrimais, the Chutz La'aretz Parsha, until the end of Kohen of Kedoshim within the first Aliyah. And thereby, within the first Aliyah, all B'nai Chutz La'aretz that are in Eretz Yisrael and that minyan catch up and hear the previous Parsha. And then from Levi and onwards, he continues with the regular set of reading. Obviously, this has to be done with the agreement of the rest of the congregation. The last option is really a lack of any other option, and where there's no Baal Kari willing to read the whole previous parasha, and there's no minyan of B'nai Chutz La'aretz, in which they simply miss the parasha of Achrimais. In this case, they're just to join along the reading of Eretz Yisrael, and for them, their parasha is like Eretz Yisrael, and they have lost the previous parasha. What do they do regarding Shnayim Mikra? So it depends on which option they are taking. If they're arranging a B'nai Chutz La'aretz minyan that's going to read only Achrimais, then they should do Shnayim Mikra of only Achrimais. If, however, they're going to be missing the parasha of Achrimais or having the Baal Keri read it during Kohen, then they have to do Shnayim Mikra of both parashas, both Achrimais and Parashas Kedoshim. Regarding the opposite case of where a Ben Chutz Eretz Yisrael is traveling to Chutz La'aretz, in which the parasha will be repeated, does he have to join Kriyas HaTorah in Shul? So the answer is yes, as the obligation of the sages to hear Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos together with the Tzibur. So even though it's repeated and he heard this parasha already, he is to hear it again. However, regarding Shnayim Mikra, he is not obligated to rehear Shnayim Mikra, to reread Shnayim Mikra, as he was already Yaitse reading of the parasha the previous week.